The maimer that you have in front of you is from the new Mamari Pachet Yitzchak that were released last year. From the Rebbe of Rebellia Weintraub. Rebellia that we've been learning was at the Shabbos, and the different Mamarim, of course, was a Talmud of Rav Hutner, Zechetzad of Akash Levracha. And every piece that one learns in any Yisrael and Rosh the Shabbos and Rebellia's other Chiburim are a reminder of the greatness of his Rebbe Rav Hutner. This is Maimer Yud Dalad in the Mamari Pachet Yitzchak and the new Mamari Pachet Yitzchak for Pesach. Kiger Yezaracha. The Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu what was going to be in the future. There was going to be a Golus, Kiger Yezaracha, and that your descendants are going to be strangers and going to be sent away. Pirush Rashi, Mishinoilad Yitzchak, Ad Shiyotzim Mitzrayim, Abameh Ashana. From the birth of Yitzchak, Rashi makes the whole cheshbon there. That's from the birth of Yitzchak Avinu until Bnei Yisrael would leave Mitzrayim, Abameh Ashana. That was the Golus, 400 years. V'ata Tovay Lavesecha V'laitira Kaleila. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, V'ata Tovay Lavesecha, however, this is not going to begin with you. You, Avraham Avinu, you're going to leave the world. V'laitira Kaleila. And you're not going to see any of this. The Golus will begin with Yitzchak Avinu. That cheshbon of the Golos will begin with Yitzchak Avinu and will conclude with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Beis, Yidua Mailas Leiv Nishba B'Tfilah. We know from Chazal in many places and from Tanakh the great Maila of davening with a broken heart. Mailas Leiv Nishba B'Tfilah. V'shekroiva Tfilah Zula Hiskabo K'may Shekosuf Karav Hashem L'Nishba Leiv. Which says B'Ferish and Pasuk. That such a tefillah that comes from a broken heart is more likely to be received, since it says in Pasuk, Karev Hashem l'nishbar lev, that Hashem is brought his close to those who are brokenhearted. B'derech klal teivsem soid koicha shel maila zu, the usual way that this is understood, this inyan of Karev Hashem l'nishbar lev, the usual way this is understood is that a person who's going through some difficulties and he's brokenhearted, so that's ma'ir rachmim, that arouses pity and compassion on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ma'ir rachmim. Because the guy is in a bad situation and he's in a place of shiflus. He's a place of, it's a brochenkeit, and he's been humbled. So, Karav Hashem, the usual understanding is that Hashem Shbaruch has a special place, kivyachal, in his heart for these people who are brokenhearted. Ulam la'amita shaldover, not to say that there isn't truth to that, but Rav Hutner says that la'amita shaldover har izerak havanashidchis. That's a superficial way of looking at it. There's truth to it. But there's something much more. The Ha'ini is Barba Kandi Yosu Aymed. Next, turn over the Gimel. Al-Am Yisrael Ne'amar Kisha'olam Olam Ad L'Rakia U'Kshayardim Yardim Ad L'Ofer. The Gemara says about us that when we rise, when we ascend, when we're doing well, then olam ad l'rakia. Then we rise, we mamish soar to the highest heights, ad l'rakia, to the heavens, when we're doing well. U'kshayardem, but when we're not doing well, when we're sinking, when we're going down, then yardem ad l'ofer. Very extreme. To the highest heights and to the lowest depths. What's that squeaking? Is something? No. Such extremes. And other nations Other nations do not lift in such a way, to the highest heights and to the lowest depths. The Fidarkas from Maharal, according to the way the Maharal explains, Nichlal Hayachas Hazeh, B'Sechlal Hashoylet B'chol Habriya Kula. The Maharal explains that this is a klal in all of creation. This klal of the highest and the lowest is in all of existence. Shekol shahadovahu yoyse toiv b'tikunai, the Maharal tells us, Shekol shahadovahu yoyse toiv b'tikunai, the greater something is in its perfected state, Nasa garuwa yoyse b'kilkula, the more horrible it is when there's a kilkul. That's a klal in all of creation. The greater something is when it's perfected, the more beautiful it is in its perfected state, the more horrible it is in its imperfected state. When there's a kilkul, then it's terrible. It's terrible. It's worse than something which just exists in the middle. Yayin yoyse meshubach meshamayim stam. For instance, the Maharal says that wine is something which is very choshev. It's more choshev than water. Avo yayin mekulkal, but spoiled wine, ho yoyse geru mimayim mekulkal, is more terrible, it's horrible, much worse than water that has some kind of a problem. And kach gam b'knesses Yisrael. So the Maharal says, and so it is in the world, and so it is with Am Yisrael. Aliyah l'mraimim v'yirida l'ofer. Since Am Yisrael, in its perfected state, is the highest that there could be in the world, and a Jew in that way is higher than a Malach, but when it's not going well, chshiyardim, Uchshiyardim yardim ad la'ofer. That's a klal in all of creation. It will help us understand some things that we're going through right now. Ula medivi agra. However, from the teachings of the Gra, nir b'zeh mahalach acher. We see a different mahalach in the Gaon. Afropishan has soy still different morale. It's not disagreeing with the morale, but there's a different mahalach. Alaposik is snari me offer kumi. And the posik in Novi that we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, is snari me offer kumi. Hashem Baruch calls out to us through the piyut, through the Novi, is snari to arouse ourselves, me offer kumi, to rise up from the offer, from the dirt. Bir Hagra, the Gaon explains, She'ein hakavana bederach lamros shehigata la'offer. We shouldn't understand this in a way that means that despite the fact that Am Yisrael, that you have fallen into the dirt, afal pichein kumi misham, nevertheless, rise up from there. You have the ability to shake off the dirt and to get up. The Gaon says that's not the pshat, even though that's the simple way that we understand it. Even though you're in the dirt, you could get up from the dirt. You could shake off the dust and the dirt of galus, esnari, me'ofa kumi, livshi big de sefardech ami. But the Gaon says it's not afal pichein, olam ros, ela bedarach bedavke. What does that mean, bedarach bedavke? Bedavke. Kloimar, shahakima vahagu'ula ha'asida, the Gaon says that the rising and the redemption of the future, shahakima vahagu'ula ha'asida, Tzvicha lova davka mitach tchias amadrega kshnagila ofa. That we can only reach, the Goyin says, we can only reach that madrega of geula, of true geula, davka, from a state of offer, from a state of being in the dirt. Not the simple pshat, hisnari me offer kumi, that even though you're in a bad situation, you could still get out of it. The Goyin says, no, davka because you're in that place, that's the lowest possible place that you could be in, that you're in a madrega of offer, davka from there, kumi. It could be the greatest kima. From there, davka, comes the geula, from that place of being in the offer mamish. Oz misham davka, tizgala hatkuma hamakuvel osalavo. Davka from that point of offer, of nothingness, of having fallen to the lowest, lowest place, davka from there will be the miraculous tkuma, the ascent, the transformation, and the geula and the redemption. V'chein hu al derech zeh, mashum ha-chazal, sheyud ches klolos kilol yishayo ha-novi yisisrael. But the Gemara says that the Navi Yeshaya gave us very strong Musa, and there were 18 curses that he had for us because of what we had fallen into at that time. Luniskara Daitai, and he wasn't satisfied that he had spoken to us in as strong a way as necessary. Ad Shomalhem Yerhavu Anar Bezokin Va'anikla Benichbad. The Navi Yeshaya said that young people, children, teenagers, whatever, young people are going to control, domineer old people. Va'nikla b'nichbad, and worthless people. Worthless Jews, not talking about goyim, and worthless Jews are going to control and rule over people of honor. Kloimer, she'ad oz adayin le'egil utachtis hashiflus. The Navi is saying, I'll give you a simon of where things are going to be holding when it comes, and you'll know that it's time for Mashiach. You'll know that it's time for Geula. When it's gotten so bad, and Am Yisrael has fallen into such filth, into such offer, to the point that young people are mevaza and tell older people, wise people and experienced people what to do and what the truth is. And worthless people are controlling and ruling and dominating people who are nechbodim, who are honored and great. Shadavki misham, the Navi is saying, Davka Misham, from that place in the offer in the dirt, Maschila Oisa Ha'aliyah Del Asalava, will begin, from that place in the offer, will begin the Aliyah, the ascent, the rise from the offer. When we hit that place of rock bottom, when young people will dominate and control older people, and lower people, honored people. So from that nakuda of offer, when we've hit such a low place, from there davke, the aliyah will begin. And this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara brings the pasuk naflo v'lo yisayisif linpol. The davka, when we have fallen to such a place, we can't get any lower. From that place of terrible, terrible offer, of dirt and of lowness, kum besulas Yisrael. Then besulas Yisrael, Am Yisrael will rise again. Chaynuk shetagila tachlis hanefila. When we reach tachlis hanefila, the lowest possible place, oz davke then kum besulas Yisrael. Then besulas Yisrael will rise. And that's what it means that the Navi Yeshayahu was satisfied at that point. Because then he saw Mashiach would come. It's hard to imagine that it can get lower than now. But the Navi Yeshayahu saw that that's the Nakuda of Tachtis, of the lowest place. Tachtis Ashiflus, the offer. From there will be a Tkuma of Kum Besulas Yisrael. So davke from there, davke his nari me'ofa kumi. Hey, biyur hadover. So Rav Hutner explains. Shahaguula hazoi tzvichelova b'derechas havus tzuras adam ubinyana. This is connected to what we've been learning. Rav Hutner explains that Geula takes place in such a way where it's not a better situation. Redemption is not better than how it was during the years of Galus. It's not a matter of better. And that the Jewish people are going to be improved, upgraded, in an improved, upgraded state. That's not what Geula is. But rather, as we learned, we're talking about Leah Shabbos, it's b'derches havus tzuras adam uvinyano. It's a complete renewal of tzuras adam, of the whole tzura of what a human being was created to be, to come back to that nakuda of adam kaidem acheid, of gan eden mikedem. Hine shoyni yitzirus adam yishar habrum kulam. The creation of man is different from all other creatures. Shem nivru v'chiyusam imam. K'may shekosov toitzei ha'aretz nefesh chaya. All other animals and creatures came at one. They came into the world. Hashem created them with their lives, with their bodies, and with that whatever soul, whatever you want to call that, with that living soul. Every creature was created alive. Hashem made. The animals and the fish and the birds and so on. It was with the Nefesh Chai. It was already built into the Nefesh Chai. Viludavke al Adam Nemar. Viludavke by Adam. It says in the Pasuk by the creation of man. Vayikach ofer min ha'adama. Vayikach ofer min ha'adama. That Hashem took from the dirt. From the earth, and vayipach, and into that clump of dirt, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem breathed into the dirt the nishmas chayim, a living soul. Vayidezen nishaveh ha'odim, and that's how man was created. We don't have that by anything else. Everything was created with its life. Only man, there was the offer, there was dirt, and into the dirt came Hashem breathed a nefesh chai, a nishmas chai. By rak b'soicha offer, davke into the offer, which is hachi nemucha, the lowest thing is the offer. The animals weren't created in such a way. The animals came in a pretty good, in a pretty good way. The animal came with its, each animal came with its guf, with its physical existence, together with its life. Only man came into existence from that horrible lowest state. But first being dirt. And from there, and from that point, receiving the Nishmas Chaim Vavipach Ba'apav. So you see, it's an interesting thing. Animals don't get easily insulted. You know, you could say to an animal, you're stupid, you're ugly. It doesn't bother the animal. But if you say something to insult a person, it gets very, very nervous. It gets very hurt and angry. You know why? Because Yitaka once was a piece of dirt. And he's been running away from that his entire life. And he doesn't want anybody pointing that out. You're a piece of dirt. Because it's Taka true. He has that in his profile. He was a piece of dirt. An animal laughs and says, listen, sticks and stones may break my bones. You can call me anything you like. I was a chashev. I came into the world of chashivas. I came into the world of chashivas. A human being came into the world as a piece of offer, as some dirt. So if you insult a person, he's very, very upset about it. Because there's truth to it. And into this clump of dirt, Hashem breathed a nishmas chayim. V'yipach ba'apav. Therefore, remarkably, man includes within him all of creation because he comes from the lowest point of creation. So from there and up, all of creation exists. It's going to be hard to understand the mind with these mamarim to come in the middle. It's chaval. But Adam includes within him all of creation. Ha'tachten ad ha'elyon. From the lowest to the highest. Therefore, since Adam comes from the offer, since man comes from the dirt, from the lowest place, from the offer, that's where he comes from. So when man is able to lift himself up, when man ascends, he's able to bring all of creation. He comes from the lowest element, which is offer. The animals and everything else came into creation from Madrega of either a plant is already a higher madrega, a chai is an animal, is a higher madrega, but man came into creation, it was just offer. So when he's successful in lifting himself up, he's bringing all of creation from the lowest element, from the lowest madrega, he's bringing everything up with him. And when he goes down, he takes down everything. The ability to lift everything up, or to bring everything down. Vav. And from here we learn that any Yeshua that comes to a person, any Yeshua that a person has, lahagdil or laharbais chiyusai, to increase, to strengthen his chiyus, his life. Any Yeshua. Any Yeshua miyuchedus l'tzuras Adam. Any Yeshua miyuchedus l'tzuras Adam im ein kan elohi sofa al chiyus animtseis v'loi al doimein. It's not a true Yeshua unless it's a Yeshua even that reaches to the lowest part, to the lowest level of existence, which is doimim, inanimate, doimim. Davka Yeshua, he's saying a very, very deep thing. Davka Yeshua habo lahachnis chayim af be'ofer v'doimim. Remember, Adam started as offer, as earth, doimim, something inanimate and lifeless. A true Yeshua for an Adam means that from that point where he is returned to offer, and he feels like he kemat is going to die, where he's lost any bit of dignity, any bit of chashivas, where he's descended to a place of offer, and from that place of nothingness, of kemat not being in the world, either emotionally or physically, religiously, into that near piece of dirt that's fallen to a place of doimeim mamish. Life returns. That's a Yeshua. That's a real Yeshua. That type of a Yeshua is miyuchedus umavlita tzuras adam. That's a Yeshua that's uniquely human. That from a place davke of offer, of tachtes ashiflus, of being in that point of where you started. You're able to regain life. Tshuva, chashivas, godless. To grow from that place of offer, that's a Yeshua that's uniquely human. That's how man began his journey in this world, as Ofer min Ha'adama. As Ofer min Ha'adama without any hope, without any possibility of anything. And then there was a Nishmas Chayim. A Nishmas Chayim. That's a Yeshua that's uniquely human. Imkay, so we can understand that Gam Geulas Yisrael, that the redemption of Am Yisrael, Geulas Yisrael, Sha'atim Kriyim Adam, as we've been learning in the Shiurim for the past few months, Matzei Shabbos, but the Navi says, and the Gemara explains, Atam Kriyim Adam, Adam, true Adam is Am Yisrael. The original Adam before the Chet is Am Yisrael. All wrapped into Adam Arishan. And Atam Kriyim Adam, we spoke about Shal Shudas Le Shabbos. Only Atam Kriyim Adam. Therefore, the Gula of Am Yisrael, who is Adam, Tzvich Elias Dugmas Brias Adam. The Gula must take place in such a way of how Adam was originally created. Which means that Am Yisrael has to descend to the lowest place, to Tachlis HaShiflis, to the offer, to the dirt. And into that dirt, Am Yisrael will somehow be filled with the Nishmas Chaim to come back to life as Am Yisrael. And the true Tzur of Am Yisrael will be revived, will be resurrected. And therefore we see that the Yeshua of Mashiach is not just a continuation of Am Yisrael. It's the birth of Am Yisrael. It's coming back to life after being in a place of death. Kama Shekosev, as it says in Pasuk, in Navi, Meterem Tochil Yolda. It's called a Leida, a birth. Why Kama Psukim? There are many Psukim like that. Lachain Zeu Shekosev is Snari Me'of Hakumi. And now we can understand his Snari Me'of Hakumi. When the Navi says, and we say Friday night by Kabbalah Shabbos, but during the course of the week, a person and Mimela, our nation, falls into a place of Tachtis HaShiflis. When you look back on the week and you feel that you've gone into the Ofer Mamash, and you return to the Ofer, Hal Ofer Toshuv, that's how a person feels. And therefore, Kabbal Shabbos is the Nishmas Chayim of his Nari Me'ofer Kumi, the Yeshua that comes Davke Me'ofer. Remember, the highest, like the Maral says, when it's not doing well, as Chazal say, but the Maral explains, falls Davke into the lowest. And as the Gros says, that Davke, that is the Nakuda of being born. Because that's how man originally was created. Min ha'ofer. So his nari me'ofer kumi. Davka kishetagi le'ofer. Davka when you reach the ofer, that terrible, terrible state of ofer. Vukshe higiyu li'irida achi gedola, to the worst yirida, to the lowest yirida. Oz tehei ha'yeshua. Then there will be a Yeshua, Hamatueres Kileidas Tsuras Adam. Kileidas Tsuras Adam. From the offer, there'll be a Nishmas Chaim that will give birth to Am Yisrael, who will greet Mashiach Tzakeinu.
Is he referring to the future from now, or is he referring that we already got there and we're back already coming back?
No, we haven't. That's in the future. Yeah. We're still apparently we're still sinking.
So,
with the Pekida and the, it would take time to try to explain that together, but But ve'ein ha-ge'ula shleima, ve'ein ha-ge'ula shleima, im einem ma'ereres gam ha-shchavas halalu. Ge'ula, redemption, is not complete unless it is able to reach even those Jews who have fallen to the lowest place of Ofer. Kein hu bein be'ge'ula shleima de'los alavoy. So it is when it comes to the complete gula of Mashiach. The Gambi Yeshua's proteins, b'chaladars, and so it is with each person in life. And the Yeshua's of Am Yisrael, Purim, so the Purim was Minad Radzoke and Tafanoshim, Yem Echad. We were in a place of Kemat leaving the world, of Ofa. And from there came the Vinahafichu of Purim. Even in this past generation, all Yeshuas, they don't take place from a point of the middle. It's always in a way of offer, of Leida, of being born once again in such a way of Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. That there's an offer, and that we fall into a state of offer, and then from that place of offer, there's a hisnari mi offer kumi, and ve'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. That's how the geula will take place, and that's always been the yeshuas of Am Yisrael b'chlal u'b'efrat. Zo im kein. Hatfisa hamuka b'maylus leiv nishba. Now Rav Huttner returns to the beginning of the Maimer. Karav Hashem l'nishbrei leiv. There's a special quality when it comes to the davening of a broken-hearted person. So the simple pshat in that is that Hashem has rachmanis. The guy is tzibrochen, so Hashem has rachmanis. But now Rav Huttner says we have a new understanding of the maylus of a lev nishba. And a lev ne'emar mikol nishma netzar libcha ki memenot etzar yischayim. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, be careful to guard your heart, because all life comes from the heart. Protect, guard the heart, because all ki memenot etzar yischayim. What's a lev nishba? So a footnote explains. Leiv nishma, broken heart, shnase kedoimem, when the heart becomes like a rack, like a piece of offer. V'chosechi, so the person feels that he doesn't want to live anymore. Can't daven anymore, doesn't have any chiyus, it's empty. V'remuchen lekabel geula mimishkal esnar miafakumi. That person is in a place of offer, of lifelessness. And davka from that place of offer, without life, of doimem, he's now ready for the geula of hisnari me'offer kumi. Of hisnari me'offer kumi. Of rising up from the offer. Mayonas geula, wellsprings of redemption, niftachim v'nishpachim l'leiv zeh, are opened up to, are available, and are poured into such a heart. Ha'omed muchan u'mitzapel l'kabel bracha zu, as long as the person believes in that and wants to receive life from that place, being flat on his back in the offer. Havayipach, Hashem breathing life, bo davke l'toich guv doimei, comes davke into that body, which is lifeless, into that Jew who has descended into the offer. Hachaya hamiyuchedes l'tzuras Adam. Because that's the unique way that Adam comes back to life. Achshav nishmahed l'shayna shel harambam agulus Mitzrayim. Now we can hear and appreciate the echo that is coming from the language, from the words of the Rambam. Agulus Mitzrayim. Regarding Gulus Mitzrayim, Pesach. Shkem Kosov, the Perek Aleph, the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes in the first Perek of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Shekol kach nis'amek ha-golus, that the golus had become so deep, so terrible. V'nishtaku Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, and we became so lost, embedded, we sank so deeply into the offer of Egypt. The Rambam writes, the words of the Rambam are, Ad shekimat kat nishkach, that kat means kimat, ot, kat means ot, any second. Nishkach mehem ha'ikka, that they almost forgot, the great ikka, the yisod, sheshosal Avram Avinu, that almost, it was almost going to be lost, the great tree, or a sapling that Avram Avinu planted in the world was going to be lost. Shekimat kat nishkach mehem ha'ikah shesosel Avram Avinu. They were ot going to die as the children of Avram Avinu, to lose any connection to Avram Avinu. That's what we had fallen into in Mitzrayim. That's the offer of Golos Mitzrayim. Adkan. Those are the words of the Rambam. Hainu, sheigiyu ad la'offer. Higiyu ad la'offer. We reached Mamas the offer, the place of just about to die as Bnei Avram Avinu. Kishichel offer nafshenu, as David Melch describes that we have sunken into the dirt, our souls have sunken. Dovka le'aretz betneinu, our bellies. We're crawling along on in the dirt. Kuma is Rasulano, we ask Hashem. From this point, Kuma is Rasulano. To help us. To bring a Yeshua. Because we have fallen into such a place. Because we have fallen into such a place. Each time we hear another piece of news about some other horrible thing that's going on in our community. So you think that this is it. This must be the offer. This must be the offer. When this Ritzeach was convicted, whatever, a month or two ago, he was spending years and years, what he was doing to Jewish children that were put into his care. So if they think, can it get lower than this? Is it possible that it can get lower than this? The thoughts that we had when we saw that Jews are being driven out of their homes by Jews, can it get lower than this? Can it get worse than this? And then we had then 2 years ago that there were sick people in Mea Sharm that they dressed their kids up in concentration camp uniforms. I don't know if you have the misfortune of remembering that ugly parasha. To put on to Jewish children concentration camp uniforms. And the Jews are calling other Jews Nazis. Can there be an offer that's lower than, can there be, that's not offer? It's hard to believe that's not offer. Like, what has to happen? How is it possible there could be anything lower than these things? It's hard to understand. But we believe that Vedavka we saw in Mitzrayim, and this is how it's always been. That Vedavka we mokum offer, Vedavka from the place of offer. Tzomchele hamagula. In an amazing way, all of a sudden. Tzomchele hamagula, the gula comes. Tess. Al pi yisoy dvarim, al pi yisoy dvarim halalu aleinu lohoven achshav esanema v'brishman ha-besorim la'avram avinu. Now, with this understanding, we return to the Brisbane of Besorim, but Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Kigeri Yezaracha, that your descendants are going to be in Golus, in Mitzrayim. Didn't say where, but Kigei Yezarach Ba'aretz Lo Lahem, in a strange land. They'll be strangers. Kechelik Me'ha Bris. That's a chelik, that's a part of the Bris. Next page. V'hainu Mishum Shah Ha'avdus Hashem, why do we have to be avadim? Why does that have to be? That we have to be slaves. And not only that, but to be slaves of the lowest people. It was a necessary precondition to being able to get Eretz Yisrael, to being able to be redeemed and to come to Eretz Yisrael. V'alpi adverm del el nemar, what we learn from here is that in order for us to get Eretz Yisrael and to return home, we have to hit the place of Ofer. We have to go through the most disgusting and lowest things to get to the Ofer, to reach the Ofer in order to have from there a tkuma to come to Eretz Yisrael. Rak achrei ha'avdus, and only after the slavery, va'inui, and the torture, yegiel yerushas aretz, will be able to inherit the land. Because Eretz Yisrael is our chiyus. And only when we come to a place of offer do we have the avir aretzeinu, the chiyus of Eretz Yisrael, the oxygen of being able to be home in Eretz Yisrael. Here Yeshua haba derech Tzuras Adam. That's the Yeshua that takes place in Tzuras Adam. Atem kriyim Adam. That's how our Yeshuas take place. Not in a regular way. That's how our Yeshuas take place. And after the Holocaust, when Jews started to return to Eretz Yisrael in larger numbers, there wasn't a hisnari me'ofer kumi. The skeletons. Mamish came, skeletons got up. With this way of seeing things, we also understand what Avraham Avinu was told. But you're not part of this. You're going to leave the world in peace and return. B'shalom. Le'tiris kol zeh. You're not going to see all of this. Klem shekol ha'mahalach hazeh. What Hashem is saying to Avraham Avinu is that, listen, this mahalach of falling down to the dirt, this mahalach is, and then the gula, hu b'negei l'mailas ha'yirusha shel Eretz Yisrael. That's all the process of the ultimate Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, of being able to receive the land. Biru haru'im liYerusha zu, and in order to clarify and to purify your descendants, to see who is worthy of yashning Eretz Yisrael, Zutzarech Lava Derech Hisnarus Me'ofer, it's going to have to come in such a way, of Hisnarus Me'ofer. Ger Yezaracha, Ksiv. Ger Yezaracha. And you see that it's interesting how children or descendants are called Zerah, and the seeds that you put into the ground are also. And what happens to them when they're put into the ground, that they reach a place of dying. The seed disintegrates and it's Atat going to leave, it's going to die. And and from that point of the seed coming to near death is Hisnari Me'ofer Kumi. Then all of a sudden there's a tree starts to grow, a plant, a flower. And the descendants of Avraham Avinu are called Zera Avraham, Ger Yezaracha. Avaloy al Etzam Matnas Ha'aretz La'Avraham. This is not between Hashem and Avraham Avinu with Eretz Yisrael. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, this is not what you're going through, that it's going to be what your children go through, because the ultimate bir has to take place in such a way. Therefore, you don't have to go through suffering and slavery. Avraham Avinu, you don't need that. That's not your inyan. You're not yashning Eretz Yisrael. You're giving your children and your grandchildren the opportunity to have Eretz Yisrael. But that's for the future, not for now. Therefore, you don't have to go through this. Yudalev. Ilo hayetzorech laver derech ofer. Al etzem hamatan lavram. Hayemaspik mashabomi beis tarach. If it was just a matter of Avraham Avinu going through suffering and Avraham Avinu falling to the offer, it would have been enough for him to receive Eretz Yisrael as a permanent ultimate gift. Then it would have been enough. Mashabomi beis tarach. It was enough that he came from such a horrible place. That's the offer. Where he came from. His parents. And the place that he came from, that was offer. Mashabomi beis tarach, liyos esnarami offer. That Avraham Avinu came from such dirt. That itself is the birth of Adam, which is what we're learning. Hagula hamuduberes kan hi al nachlas aretz. But we're talking about the ultimate geula of nachlas aretz that will be for the entire nation, not just Avraham Avinu's connection to the land. As far as Avraham Avinu is concerned, he came from Terach, and he was able to go from there. Hashem brought him from the lowest place to the highest place, but that's not the end. But if we're talking about Nachlas Ha'aretz, Rak Mi Yitzchak, Shu Anoichel HaRishon, Yitzchak was the first child. In other words, Avraham Avinu was the one who started this, but Yitzchak is the one who's going to receive it. The Nachla is being given over. And from there, Dafke, Hischil HaCheshbon Shel Abba Meyashana began the process of us getting, ultimately sinking into the filth of Mitzrayim, and then the Gula from Mitzrayim and coming to Eretz Yisrael. Li ha'yisoid ha'nal kosh lahavin lama lo nichla l'Avraham b'cheshbon Abba Meyashana. Otherwise, why can't Avraham Avinu be part of the 400 years? Why is it that it only begins after him? Ki im ha'yizeh mahalach shel oynish lama yaschu l'oynish davka achrei mois ha'chotev. If Avraham Avinu was being punished because he said b'ma'eda, he was asking, how do I know that my children will inherit Eretz Yisrael? So if it's a punishment, then why would the punishment begin after he dies? That's odd. If you want to punish somebody, you punish him while he's alive. Why punish his children and his grandchildren? The Teretz is not a punishment. It's a birur. It's not a punishment. We're not talking about a cheshbon of a punishment. We're talking about a cheshbon of hisnari mi'ofer, a process of descending into a place of non-existence. And from there, there'll be a gula from Mitzrayim, which will be Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim, a resurrection, a tchia, and to come to Eretz Yisrael from that place. Vekima, it's Nari Mi'ofa, Vekima. Kedei Lekabel Yerushas Aretz, She Toichen Bris Ben Abisarim. That's what the Bris Ben Abisarim is saying. That's the Bris Ben Abisarim. Yud Beis. Choyzerm Onul Hascholas Advarim. We go back to the beginning. Why was Avraham Avinu excluded from the suffering and the slavery? Why was he excluded? Not only him, but those who followed him. Of course, until after all the Shvatim died, there was no Shibud, there was no slavery. They came down to Yosef at Tzadik, and they were still Chshuvim, and only after all the Shvatim died did the Shibud begin. So until that time, everybody seemed to have been Pater. They weren't part of the Inuin Na'avdus. So how is Avraham Avinu different? Omnam in Yonam Shel Inuin Na'avdus. But we've now learned that the inyan of inui and avdus, of suffering and slavery, hu bahago ad la'ofa. The deeper meaning of that is a hechetimsa, to bring us to a place that's ofa. That Adam comes min ha'ofa. Klema biru koyach ha'hemshach mi'asher shu Avraham Avinu. To be mevara from that place of ofa, can we rise up and still connect to the beginning, to Avraham Avinu? Are we still the Zera Avram? Are we still alive? V'akav ha'nimshach mimenu, and that kav, that rope, that line, that came from Avraham Avinu, asher higil l'matzav shel kimat kat, that came to a place where, as the Rambam says, there was almost a disconnection from Avraham Avinu. In Mitzrayim, through those years, we came to a place of offer where the kav, where that connection to Avraham Avinu was almost lost. And it was almost that chut, that thread, that rope, was going to be cut. That there will be no hemshach, no continuation of Avraham Avinu, of Zera Avraham. Yigia mamish ad lebchinas ofer, as the Rambam tells us. Kimat, Avraham Avinu was going to be lost and forgotten in our lives. We came to such a place of offer. V'zeh shebiru ha-golus v'ha-geula etz nitzchius shel sharish Avraham. And davke, what was revealed with the gula of Mitzrayim Pesach was the nitzchius of sharish Avraham, was the eternity, the invincibility of the sharish, of the root of this amazing plant that's called Avraham Avinu and Am Yisrael. The davke from that place of offer that tzuras Adam was revived and came back to life. That we didn't lose our connection to Avraham Avinu, even though we were kemat not in this world. That sharish of Avraham Avinu, after all of those years, came back to life. And it didn't happen all of a sudden. Slowly we were descending after the Shvatim from Yitzchak Avinu, all the things that happened eventually with it. Because Yitzchak and with Esav and everything that happened, Yaakov and Esav and then the children and the Mitzrayim, laat laat. We went down slowly. Ad shehigiyu, until it came to a point of vayimoru es chayehem, to the mora, to the offer. Until vayimoru es chayehem, till that place of complete avdus, the Mitzrayim, the bitterness. Vaad kemat kat, till kim'at, we were going to be cut. It was going to be the end, like in English, cut off. It was going to be cut. Hayenishka Ha'ikal, the Rambam says that kim'at, it looked like that the whole inyan of Avraham Avinu that he planted in the world, that he was, it looked like it was going to be forgotten. Ikka Sheshosal Avraham Avinu. Vascholos Mahalach Zahayim Mehayorish Harishin Hu Yitzchak Avinu. The beginning of this process of the descent was from the first Yoresh, Yitzchak Avinu. Vilo al Avram ha-Moirish, but as far as Avram Avinu, the root, the Moirish, is kind of at the top of Esach B'Shalom. He doesn't have to go through that. That's not his Indian. He's the Moirish. The Yorshim are going to have to go through that, but not the one who's Moirish, but the Yorshim. Well, Tiris Kol Eilu, you won't see this yourself, but your Yorshim are going to have to go through that, to come to a place of offer until the Bizoicha for the time of Esnari, Me'ofa Kumi, who should be very, very soon, Be'ez Hashem.